W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
CBS News Special Report.
How about the Sea of Red? Let's hear you, baby.
Celebrations quickly turning into chaos today in downtown Kansas City, where police say shots were fired, injuring as many as 10 people after the Chiefs' big victory parade. Reporter Neil Jones with our CBS affiliate KCTV is there.
We know that there were three people on the ground, shot, bleeding, and we just saw the last person evacuated.
Again, we just heard from fire officials that say as many as 10 people were injured. Now police have detained at least two armed people. And fans say it was a frantic scene once they realized it wasn't fireworks. It was gunshots.
There were hundreds of people between me and where it happened. Suddenly, everybody had to run, and it was just a horrible, horrible thing.
Again, police still evacuating the area. As many as a million people were there to watch the Chiefs' victory parade, and it happened as people were leaving the event. Police ran in, detained at least two people, but as many as 10 people could be hurt. CBS News Special Report.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Republican state lawmakers are handing Governor Evers his own legislative maps proposal to sign into law. Evers' maps bill passed the state legislature yesterday. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss.
Today is the end of a long, expensive journey for the taxpayers of Wisconsin. We don't need to have this lawsuit continue. We actually get to, by voting yes, say that we now stop.
If Evers signs the maps into law, it would effectively end the maps case before the Wisconsin Supreme Court. Absentee ballot envelopes that include a house number and street name will be accepted this year, even if they're missing a city, state, or zip code. The Wisconsin Elections Commission sent the word to local election clerks on Friday after a Dane County judge's ruling last month. The judge said the old rules were inconsistent. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. A mid-state student has been chosen as the sole recipient of the Wisconsin EMS Association Scholarship. Alexis Plasky was awarded $1,000 by the Wisconsin EMS Association during the WEMSA 2024 State Conference held January 30th through February 2nd in Green Bay. Plasky is a paramedic technician student who will graduate in May. She also works for the Amherst Fire District as both a firefighter and advanced EMT, and at Aurora Medical Center in Oshkosh in the emergency department. She plans to become a firefighter and paramedic for her hometown in Amherst and obtain her critical care endorsement. The city of Marshfield is still accepting sealed bids for the sale of ash tree logs from Braham Park. You can submit bids until 4 p.m. on Monday, February 19th at City Hall. Bids will be on a per-pile basis. You can call the Public Works Department with more questions at 715-486-2081. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
At my company, we're always looking for people who are passionate and ready to work, but it's not always easy. It's time to broaden our horizons. In Wisconsin, about 600,000 people with disabilities are ready and able to work. People that just need you to believe in them and say yes.
And once you say yes, ThinkAbility Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 8. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. Right now, 44 degrees.
Say it with me, the Bucks in 6. And you could catch every play, every score, every Milwaukee Bucks game on locally grown radio, WFHR, 1320 AM, 97.5 FM, your station for the Milwaukee Bucks, your hometown radio refreshed.
Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow, Wisconsin's home for daily conversations about the state's latest headlines and stories. Weekday mornings from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our Women Win Wisconsin segment with Sarah Harrison of Brookfield and her decision to run for a seat in the Assembly.
Locally grown radio from Vesper to Plover, we are your home for news, talk, and sports. 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Welcome, everyone, to Midday Magazine for this February 14th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Maloff, here. At 3:30, you're going to welcome in our friends from Encourage. Kim Shields will be with us, along with Cassandra from the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment Program. Looking forward to talking with them. Right now in studio, one of our favorite people to talk to, Katrina Hintner, family member of WFHR. We appreciate Katrina being here. Kat, always good to see you and joining us, of course, for Family Natural Foods. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Thanks for that really nice welcoming. I feel like really part of the family now.
Good, so thank you for that, which is great. Well, and, you know, not just you, your family, Family Natural Foods in general, have been working with WFHR for a very long time. And both of our businesses, if you will, have been working with Wisconsin Rabbits for decades.
Yeah, you guys definitely beat us on that with, I think about 8 years or something.
Yeah,
but
just
like,
a little bit.
But, I mean, that's a sibling thing, right? It's the rivalry of siblings and the love of siblings
right there. Yes.
So, yeah, thank you for that warm welcome. And happy Valentine's Day to you.
Happy Valentine's Day. Yes.
Happy Heart Day.
Yeah, happy Love Day, everybody.
Love Day.
Love. Celebrate love today. And I know you can celebrate it over at Family Natural Foods.
There's a lot of love around there. Mm-hmm. It's true. And a lot of things for love, which we'll talk about.
Yeah.
But I'm going to just make a little note that my almost seven-year-old today goes, well, you should say love a lot today because it's Valentine's Day and you should definitely tell people you love them. I'm like, well, I think you should do that all the time.
Yeah.
But on Valentine's Day, do it a little more.
Yeah. Yes. That's great. No, what a great little conversation.
So, yeah, little seven-year-old saying we should say love a little bit more today and that you love people a little bit more.
Out of the mouths of babes.
Yep.
Some of the most insightful and very important, like, because that's a fact. That's a fact. She's absolutely right. Yeah, we definitely should. So let's get into what's happening over at the shop. What's going on over there?
Okay, so Family Natural Foods, lots of fun things happening. I have a reminder for folks that the Winter Feast, Wakely's Winter Feast, I guess you could call that our other sibling, maybe.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
My dad's other child. So the Winter Feast has their tickets for sale at the store. They'll be at other community places as well, but it's a great, great thing to do. So the Winter Feast is all about yummy, tasty, unique food. You're going to get like beaver and bear. They have dancing. They have a lot of socializing. They have raffles for gifts. It's just a fun thing to do. And I'd like to remind people that it's this Saturday. Mm-hmm. You can get tickets at the store, I think up until Friday, and then you can get them at the door as well.
Okay.
It's so fun. Mm-hmm. Lots of good community there. And people dress in like these. So the Wakely, you know, they're historic, more like 1800s. They're wearing different clothes. But for the Winter Feast, I would say it's a bit more of their ball. So they're a little fancier clothing that they're wearing.
Oh, nice.
But it's a fun thing. So I just want to remind everyone that we have the tickets and it's a great community.
Yummy community event. Yeah, it really is. You can find out more at historicpointboss.com. We had the guys on Midday Magazine. You can find that interview at civicmedia.us if you'd like to hear a little bit more of a preview about it. And keep in mind, everybody, that this is not only the important work they do at the Historic Point Boss, keeping history alive, this is their big fundraiser. This is one of the only things that they are able to do for fundraising activities. So when you're attending this event, you're not only getting some great food, some unique food,
Yes.
And getting a chance to get out of the house a little bit in the winter and all that. But you are putting back into the history of our community. You are keeping history alive over there by being a part of these events.
It's a great point because a lot of their events on site are so reasonable.
Yeah.
Like wildly reasonable.
Yeah.
This event is a bit more of their fundraiser, but it's such a great event to go to. And especially if you like a little bit more wild game, a little more wild food, this is a great event for that. So,
something to really check out. HistoricPointBoss.com.
Absolutely. Okay, a couple other things we have of what's happening. So I feel like a week ago, everybody started going, oh, it feels like March weather, even though it's early February.
Yeah, yeah.
And it, you know, it's going to, there's a winter storm advisor and everything, but we have some of our garden seeds set out because we have a lot of planters in this community.
Yeah.
Garden planters in particular. We don't have all of our seeds. We don't. But we are getting more every day. And so I want to let people know that if you're starting to like, I'm bored. I need something to do. I want to start thinking about my garden. You can come in and get some stuff. Yeah. I would not plant it right now.
Yes.
I wouldn't even plant it yet in March. But you can come. We have some of our stuff open. So that's just a little reminder.
We've talked before, you and I, about the planning of gardening and how much better a garden can be when you take some time to plan it out. And it gives you something to do, to look forward to, right, this time of year. Yeah, that seems like a really good idea.
Well, it's like, you shouldn't always plant tomatoes in the same spot because they pull certain nutrients and then there can be, I mean, I should probably talk to like Jackie about it or somebody else with extension, but there, you should be rotating some of where your plants grow because certain plants pull nutrients out of the soil. Other plants put that nutrient back in. So if you can figure out kind of, there's a more of a science to it than just spreading seeds.
Makes sense. But I wouldn't have thought of that. See, that's really insightful. That's great to know.
Yeah. So that's worth looking at. But definitely you can come get some garden seeds already now if you need to. Now, let's talk quickly just about a couple sales that we have going on that I just wanted to highlight because they're ones like Pranarome, the essential oil company.
Yeah.
They're on sale right now. And so it's a good time to try their stuff. And in fact, I'm going to let you open this. This is called Good Samaritan. Let's open up. This is really good for immune system. And we're going to talk immune and sinus health in a little bit. But I want you to just like, you can smell it if you want to put it on your wrist or your essential oil bracelets.
Yeah, that's what I wanted to ask Katrina. When we're sampling these, is there a great way to like place to put it? Is there no bad way to do it?
Yeah, I think it depends on the oil. So this one has cinnamon in it. Cinnamon can be a warming oil. So for some people, like I love sometimes putting essential oils on my neck because I can smell them more. But cinnamon can be hot on your neck, and your neck is a little bit more sensitive.
Yeah.
So this is a great one to, you can put it on your essential oil bracelet if you have it, maybe right by your wrists and kind of move it around. Your feet, you can use a carrier oil. Carrier oils help with diluting it a little bit so that cinnamon wouldn't be so hot on your skin. And I'm not talking like it's going to burn you, but it is a warming oil.
It is, yeah.
You could put a drop in your hand and do the like palm rub and breathe it in like we did on the last segment where you can really inhale that. But there's a lot of cold and flu, which we'll talk about in a little bit. So I'm just getting you immune boosted and letting everybody know that there's a sale on Pranarome right now. And a couple other little sales, elderberry, again, cold and flu time. Elderberry is so nourishing for flu virus.
Yeah.
That's on sale from our brand. And then we have some CBD products from the Wild Theory brand that's on sale that's been some of people's favorites. So I like to highlight that one as well.
When it comes to essential oils, Katrina, say that you would like, you want to combine them or you want to use more than one. Is that something that you hear a lot of people do or, you know, okay?
Yeah, that's okay. Or let's say you put some like on your feet and then you put a different one like on your wrist.
Yeah,
you know, you could do something like that or you're diffusing one and then the other one you're putting on your body. That's fine. Like I love combining like rosemary and lavender because it brings like, they just smell really, really great together. And they both have different elements of like calming and like kind of immune boosting in different ways. So you can combine them. Like this one that I had you smell, the Good Samaritan, is a combination of a lot of different ones. Like cinnamon in there. It's got clove. It's got rosemary. It's got lemon. It's a really good just overall not feeling good, it can help your body kind of boost its immunity.
And it a great smell, and not an overpowering smell of cinnamon or anything, just a nice touch.
Sure. Okay, now we're going to talk presentations.
Oh, good, good.
And this is fun.
Yeah.
Because I'm really excited about our next presenter. It's close to the heart. I'm going to make a lot of references to the heart today, maybe. I should try to do that.
Yeah, okay. Go for it.
He's close to the heart. He's friends of the radio station. And his name is Mike Hittner.
Yeah,
we're bringing Mike back, everybody.
Awesome. It's a get right there. That's a tough one to schedule, I imagine.
My favorite is that I think we said, we're thinking about having him on, like talking to you at different presentations. We're like, we think we're going to have him on. And then we're like, oh, we should actually call him and ask him. And so I feel like we put him on the spot. I'm sorry, Dad. I love you. But he's going to do it. I'm really excited. So mark your calendar for March 7th at 5:15. This will be nice because it'll be getting a little bit lighter out in the evenings as well. So a lot of people don't like to drive at night for presentations, and I get that. We may restructure our presentations in the future to have more afternoon ones or an afternoon and an evening, because it's true, a lot of people in the like December through February, they don't want to drive in the dark, and I totally get that. So we're kind of revamping a few of those things, but this one's going to be March 7th at 5:15, and we're calling it Mike's Secrets. And it says, come learn of Mike Hittner's favorite tips to share that he's been sharing here at Family Natural Foods, because he's been working at this store for, you know, 50 plus years. And he's got so many great things to share. I'm not going to spoil too much of it, but there'll be like a something he's doing that you can taste, something to taste. And then there he'll be talking a little bit about like the lymphatic system and like just like some of his favorites. And he wants to leave time for questions, because we all have questions and like, well, what about this? What about that? I told him, like, put Stephen and I, we'll do something too if you have an idea. And he's going to bring out his old like slides of like some of his historical things that he's had. I mean, things he's done presentations on for years. I've gone with him and he's done presentations that he's going to talk about like caveman diet and evolution of like our health. And so it's going to be fun. And a lot of people that have seen, oh, Mike's doing a presentation, they're so pumped because they don't see him as often now. You know, he's not at the store as like a daily thing. So it's so fun to have him back, and people have been really excited about it. And maybe we can convince him he can do another one again for us.
I think he better get comfortable with that idea, because this is going to be great. It's going to be well attended, and going to be a nice celebration, not only of what he's got, these secrets and everything, but of the Hittners and of Family Natural Foods. I feel like it's a nice celebration of that as well. It is a great opportunity to not only hear some insight and get some awesome history, but some of those secrets too. What a great idea.
We're excited about it. So that'll be really fun. And then just talking a couple future presentations to come, we have one on digestive health that we're hoping to do April, but it might be May. We still have to finalize that. We'll have that information probably at the next radio. And then we're going to have True Grace. So you've talked to them on air, but they're going to be coming in person, and that would be on May 7th. And they're going to talk about, they have so many different things to talk about, but I think it'll be like some on mushrooms, and then how to know like a good quality multi and the makes a difference. That's a couple of the things we're thinking about, we're throwing out. And so we'll see. We may have another one in the works, but we'll keep everybody posted as we're finalizing those things. And then we kind of take a break during the summer for presentations, and we get back at it in the fall. So
pay attention to the social media of Family Natural Foods. They keep that very up to date, and it's a great way to find out more about these and plan ahead, or maybe schedule it on your calendar so you don't forget them or anything.
Yeah, absolutely. So that's going to be fun. So let's talk Valentine's for just a little bit, because it is Valentine's Day, and maybe you're listening to this and you're like, oh, shoot, I need a Valentine's gift. Yesterday I had to get flowers for my daughter's Valentine's gift that she was doing, and I saw a lot of guy is grabbing flowers at the same time, like, I got to get something kind of thing.
Yeah.
It was funny. There's this younger guy, like, I don't know, that one's kind of cool and that one's kind of cool. And I was like, oh, yeah, go that one. Yeah, like, yeah. I gave him like, a little insight. Good. I don't know if he wanted it, but I gave
it. No, I guarantee you he wanted it. Yes, I guarantee you.
So it was fun to see how many people getting those last minute gifts, which Valentine's is a good holiday for that. But I just want to give a couple Valentine's quick ideas if anybody needs them.
Let me get my pen.
Get your pen ready. So first, you could start off with this lovely chocolate. It's a local honey chocolate. So it's going to have honey inside, but on top of it is this beautiful chocolate, and it's made in Wisconsin, kind of the eastern side of Wisconsin.
Yeah.
And it's a honey patty. So that you can start your day with. And I want to mention that we have a lot of other really cool chocolates. Whether it's rose chocolate or a cardamom, or you want like almond or peanut butter filled chocolate. My new favorite right now is a pecan crunch chocolate with a little salt.
Good.
It's so good. So chocolate's always a good one. I mean, you can't go wrong with chocolate.
And not for nothing, I was looking for a way to shoehorn this in. A big thank you to you and your team at Family Natural Foods helping us with our loves contest that we had WIRI and WFHR. Got some great winners and great entries from all of you out there. And thank you to everybody that played along.
That was fun.
Some of the gifts that you gave in the baskets there were chocolate.
Yeah.
They've been sitting there in the office.
Teasing and I just, you.
Yes, just staring at, like, every morning, like for an hour, I'm here alone. It's just me and the chocolate.
Right.
And just like staring at each other. But it's still
dangerous.
There. Didn't touch
dangerous.
It. Thank you for giving me a piece
yes,
of chocolate.
Yes, absolutely. Though, so well, it's a good like Valentine's thing to, nourish our hearts.
Yeah.
So yes, of course, another thing is like somebody came in today for a gift certificate. I was like, yeah, that's another great like, hey, I don't know, but I know you come shop here often. Let's just do a gift certificate. Or gift certificate and flower, whatever it might be.
It's
you
a
know?
Great idea.
Yeah. And then you could do the gift of like experience and doing food, for example. So you could make something,
good idea.
Maybe you're getting grass-fed like sirloin steak, or maybe you're doing like some fish or getting some vin fass, and you're doing more of let's have dinner and let's experience and have time together. Let's make something. That's always a fun way to do it, too.
One of the things that I've heard a lot, and I know that it's something that I feel and think about, too, is, I want to get somebody something, but I want it to last. I want it to have an impact.
Mm-hmm.
Not everything is going to stick around for a long time, but a memory does.
Totally.
That's a really nice one to add.
Just quality time in general. Like, I think, in fact, as much as I just said, here's a couple gift ideas, which is great, but, like, why not just spending time with people?
Yeah.
Let's sit. We're going to put our phones away. We're going to have some tea. Mm-hmm. We're going to just sit and talk or like dream about like what are we want to do for the summer? What's something new? What's our new goals? Whatever it might be. I think it's important to spend more quality time and less like put your phone in jail or something for the night. I think I'm guilty of it too. You get like end of the day, you just need to like catch up on stuff. Yes. But then we get in the rabbit holes stuck. So maybe we need to do a little bit more quality time with the people around us today.
While this isn't a subject I'm that great with as far as long relationships or anything like that, I do know couples well enough, and I do know being in relationships enough. And one of the things that stands out to me is there's never enough time. You never have enough time as a couple to be together, especially once you have, like, if you have a house or an apartment or kids or any of these things. And you hit on such a great point there, Kat, where at the end of the day, you catch up a little bit or you go over your bills or something, but that's not you guys. That's not the love. That's not that you didn't start out your relationship. You didn't start out dating.
Let's talk about bills. This will be so fun.
No, you know, do a throwback, go old school and kind of look, treat it like you did when you were young or whenever you first met.
Yeah.
And get back to a little of that. Remind each other of that. I believe that love never dies really with a relationship. It's just something that every once in a while needs a kickstart, needs a little bit of a jolt. Or a jump or something. And even whether yours does or doesn't, great opportunity, a great day for it.
Absolutely. Kickstart your love today.
Yeah. Nicely done. Nice.
Okay, so we're gonna talk ginseng for a minute. I have a couple other lovely things. We'll talk immunity, but I thought ginseng's a great one to talk about.
Yeah.
And you're gonna do a sample. I think you've done this before, but we're gonna hit you up with some more ginseng today.
Yeah.
Because why not? It's really good for, well, this, here you go.
Yeah, this stuff is good, Katrina. Yeah, I remember this.
It's good. So ginseng's good for a lot of things. It's good for the heart, too. So that's why I wanted to mention ginseng today. But ginseng is really good for everyday energy, and it's not going to give you the jitters. It's not caffeine. Mm-hmm. It's going to give you sustained energy. So James is taking a chewable right now of the ginseng, and I gave it to him so then his next... you know, Midday Magazine, he's going to be like on it. He's ready for it and the rest of the day, because, you know, he's got a whole half of the rest of his day to keep going. Other things that ginseng is great for, it's really good for stress and calming and helping you focus and sail through those stressful environment and the things you're in. And this sounds weird. It's like, okay, wait, you just said it was good for energy. Now you said it's good for calming. We've talked about ginseng before. Mm-hmm. It's an adaptogen. Adaptogens adapt to our bodies. It helps us know, I need the calm right now, or I need to be driving for another 2 hours, so I need to be really alert and, like, you know, energy there.
Yeah.
It's amazing. It adapts to what your body is. It's an amazing adaptogen.
And ginseng, of course, very one of our prouder products here in Wisconsin. So you're supporting that too.
Absolutely. Yep. Ginseng absolutely helps with clarity. So concentration and clarity, right? So it's a lot of brain health stuff. The focus, concentration, stress, energy, mental stamina, and physical stamina. So helping your body physically be able to and mentally. It helps with your cortisol and serotonin. So those are your, like, hormones, your feel-good hormones and happiness, and it helps increase your GABA, which is also in your brain. So a lot of, like, brain-healthy nutrients that ginseng is going to give you, as well as some energy.
The a good friend of mine, for years, he's worked a early job, you know, construction type thing.
And,
he grabs his energy drinks every morning.
Yep.
And I've been on him for a long time. And finally, I was like, you know, and I think this is at least a year or two ago. I was like, you should really try this ginseng. I had you guys in. Mm-hmm. It was the first time you had me sample this. And I'm like, I really noticed something, but I noticed it, but it was kind of like an afterthought almost.
Yeah.
Like when I've taken energy drinks or I've taken any like caffeine pills or something like that, like, you know, you've taken
it. Yeah, they hit you. This doesn't hit you. It's like, oh, okay, wow, I'm feeling, oh, I didn't even notice. Yeah, of course, I'm feeling on.
Exactly. Exactly. Nicely done. And that's something that is so natural. It's a natural energy. And that's the kind of energy you're really looking for. You're not looking for to not be able to blink.
Yep.
You're looking for something that's natural for you.
For sure. For sure. Absolutely.
Stuff.
So just wanted to highlight that. It's really great for circulation all over our body. And so check it out. We have different forms of the ginseng as well. And the ones like James just tried, there's a 7-count little tablet. So if you just want to kind of try it, see how you like it, that's a great way to start into ginseng as well. So okay, we're just hitting all the topics, but we're going to talk cold and flu, sinus health. I wanted to talk about it because I wanted to just mention that it's good to pregame the allergy season. We've talked to you about this, but if you're prone to seasonal allergies, it's really good to, like, pregame it. Whether you're taking quercetin, we have this pack that's called Allergy Relief, and it's got quercetin as well as a couple other heavy hitters that are great for helping with histamines and allergies, boosting your immunity. And you can take it pre-allergy season, so, like, now through that, like, April time frame where the allergies kind of hit. Or if you have allergies and you're like, oh, shoot, they hit me, they're here, then you can take it as a, like, hit it hard right then and there. So that's just a good, like, reminder that with this weird weather, right, it's been February and 40s and 50s, allergy season might hit us sooner and differently because there's going to be different things growing. It's different. It's a different season this year.
I got a, like, spring-like allergies just a couple weeks ago, and even a little bit here and there from since then.
Yep.
And I wouldn't thought that was even possible.
I know.
But
lot of times, like, I know Steven has said before that he has the, like, mold allergies will hit him when the snow starts melting and the grasses start coming up, but there's this, like, in between season where the molds are growing on the grass. So a lot of times that'll hit him. So this is a great time to pregame your allergy. But maybe you're a person that just wakes up all year round or more in the spring with sinus issues. You wake up really plugged and, like, full of congestion. I love this one. It's our brand, Family Natural Foods Sinus Breakup. It's a liquid. It's got like a menthol flavor, but it does have some amazing herbs in it to really boost your immunity, but it's got a tiny bit of horseradish. Mm. Not hot, mm-hmm. but it's going to be warming and really kind of help move things through. So I put a little water. I take a little water and I put a couple drops and I do that in the morning. I drink it and it's really good at opening up the sinuses. So you're not putting it into your nose. You're going to drink it.
Oh, I got to try that.
Ear, nose, throat kind of helping with. And what else about this one? Oh, if you're hardcore, you can put a couple drops in your mouth. Like Jamie at the store, she loves it. She'll just put a couple drops in her mouth, and it really does open things up.
Whoa, I got to try that. That's amazing.
It's a cool
one. That's awesome. That's a really good one right there. Katrina, we have to wrap up. I'm sorry. But
We'll come back to more of it in this next segment.
But looking forward to talking more and more about these with you and the gang over at Family Natural Foods. Thanks so much for being with us
today. Yeah, thank you.
Find out more at 910 West Grand Avenue in Wisconsin Rapids. Bring them your questions or anything you're looking for. They'll help you out. Give them a call at 715-423-3120. Be sure to follow them on their Facebook page and Instagram. Follow along at Family Natural Foods as well at their website, familynaturalfood.com. We'll take a time out. We'll be back more on the morning on Morning Midday Magazine here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, the Todd Almost Show.
I'm Trigvi Olson. Steven from Green Bay. Go ahead.
The city of Green Bay is one of the best places in Wisconsin to live. Plenty of people that are Wisconsin nice.
Totally agree. Green Bay is kind of swing territory between the two parties, but people in Green Bay work together. I mean, people aren't asking themselves, am I wearing a red hat or a blue hat? They're wearing green and gold hats.
The Todd Almost Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You know, I hope this is the best hour of your life. I'll tell you that. The Cripes Cast, folks.
Comedian Mary Mack.
He's noticed a very sizable increase on people off the lake coming onto our lake to fish it. You don't want everything to be popular and known about. That seems to be the way I also approach my comedy, Charlie. I think there's a theme.
Cripes Cast every Saturday and Sunday at noon across Civic Media and on the Civic Media app.
Locally grown radio, your home for news, talk, and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Max Inc. Radio invites you to a live concert each week over the radio. It's Live in the Lair on Max Inc. Saturday night. It's a full hour of live music and in-depth interviews with the artist. Listen across Civic Media every Saturday at 9 p.m. and grab the podcast at maxincradio.com. Live in the Lair, presented by the Aaron Weber Group at movetomadison.com. Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A bill to cut Wisconsin income taxes by $2 billion is headed to the governor after final approval in the legislature yesterday. Democratic Minority Leader Greta Neubauer says Governor Evers should veto it.
The GOP's tax proposals in a matter of years would drain our state's surplus and plunge Wisconsin into a fiscal deficit. Not only that, but the bills clearly benefit the wealthiest Wisconsinites.
Republicans say the state surplus should go back to the taxpayers. Children as young as 14 could work without a permit in Wisconsin under a bill that passed the legislature yesterday. The new requirements passed along party lines. More than a dozen other states have removed work permit requirements for teenagers to address the worker shortage. The bill now goes to the governor. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. If you're feeling sick, the Wisconsin Health Department wants you to report it quick. They launched a new online tool to encourage Wisconsinites to report food or water sickness when they occur. This can help other people in your community from getting sick and preventing outbreaks. The online questionnaire takes less than 5 minutes to complete. You can visit dhs.wisconsin.gov for more information and to find the link. The third annual Safety Patrol Night at Taco John's will take place next week. The Wisconsin Rapids School District hopes you'll visit Taco John's between 4 and 8 p.m. on Wednesday, February 21st, to support and celebrate our 5th grade Safety Patrol cadets. 10% of all sales from that day will be used to cover items such as belts, badges, pins, and end-of-year recognition and celebrations. These dedicated fifth graders assist their fellow students crossing roads and getting to class on time every school day. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Baseball gets underway. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens. Major League Baseball teams in Arizona's Cactus League begin today. The Cubs and the White Sox each have pitchers and catchers reporting today. The Brewers get started tomorrow with their season opener Thursday, March 28th at Citi Field against the New York Mets. Men's college basketball. The Marquette Golden Eagles with a win on the road at Butler, 78-72. That's the eighth win in a row for the Golden Eagles. Marquette ranked fourth in the nation. In Madison, Wisconsin snapped a four-game losing streak by beating Ohio State at home. The Badgers 62, the Buckeyes 54. Wisconsin's Stephen Kroll and A.J. Storr, each with double-doubles in scoring and rebounding. NBA, the Bucks lost again, this time at home against the Heat, 123-97. Head coach Doc Rivers made this interesting statement.
We get our personality from the offensive end, and we don't want that. We want to get our personality from playing hard and doing defensive things.
That's the Bucks head coach Doc Rivers. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Warm and into the mid-40s for this Valentine's Day, but Old Man Winter returns his love with breezy winds and cloudy skies and a wintry mix striking after 8. It'll flip to all snow overnight and lay down around 2 to 5 inches, and the snow could be heavy at times. Right now, 44 degrees.
Today's job market is full of demand for skilled trade workers. Electricians, welders, mechanics, these and other trades are the backbone of every community. They're also a huge part in making sure the Army National Guard is always fulfilling its mission of service to our country and communities. Soldiers train to keep the power flowing, engines running, and supplies moving. The skilled trades these soldiers perform are the same ones needed in today's civilian workforce. Army National Guard soldiers are on the fast track to learning skills that can set them up for success at home with companies looking to hire the best. With options from plumber to helicopter mechanic and everything in between, soldiers are able to select the trades that best fit their lives. Their resumes are being built through their paid training and part-time service. Find out how you too can learn a trade profession and serve your community and country by visiting NationalGuard.com. Sponsored by the Wisconsin Army National Guard. Aired by the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association and this station.
Earl Ingram.
My special guest is the curator and founder of Wisconsin's Black Historical Society, none other than Claiborne Benson.
I want people to know that Wisconsin has a beautiful, rich African-American history. Many people think the King celebration and all of those other kinds of things are more important. They occurred in Wisconsin as well, and we've impacted the entire nation.
The Earl Ingram Show, weekday mornings 8 to 10 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Welcome, everybody, to Midday Magazine for this February 14th, 2024. I have your host, James J. Mailoff, here. And welcoming into the studio, our friends from Encourage, we have Kim Shields, Community Investment and Communications Specialist. Kim, always good to see you.
Great to see you. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's Day to you. Yeah, yeah, I keep forgetting. I appreciate you being here, and thanks a lot for the time, Kim. And, of course, we want to thank our friends at Encourage, who oftentimes give up their time on this segment to be able to focus on something in our community. Mm-hmm. We've got a very important one on today. We have Cassandra Abney. Am I saying that right?
That's
Abney?
Correct. Yep.
Cassandra, Pam, mark that down. I got a last name right. I always get messed up last names, Cassandra. Cassandra is joining us from Wood County Adult Drug Treatment. And for one, thank you very much for being here. I understand it's a little bit of a crunch for you right now with some of the stuff you got going on. But most importantly, this topic,
thank you for putting your career into this, for what you do in this community when it comes to this. We greatly appreciate that.
Thank you. Yeah, absolutely. I love this career like you wouldn't believe. So,
I'm not surprised. In order to be in a position like that, in order to do something like this, I imagine you have to have a passion for it. I want to get into a couple of things with you, Cassandra, in a moment, and I certainly want to talk with you, Kim, about Encourage and mm-hmm. Community Foundation. Before we do, I find it necessary sometimes in interviews to give a precursor, and for me, when we're talking on this subject, I have been very clear with the audience and mm-hmm. this community about my family and the struggles that my father has gone through with heroin, and I'm extremely fortunate that my father's story is going to end differently. My dad probably going to go out from old age or something like that, or losing his mind over his sports team not doing well or something. That's not how these stories end usually. Right. It's in prison or it's an overdose. And the fact that my father is going to go that way or something is thankful. It is in part because of the work that he did, certainly, and that is noteworthy. But he wouldn't have been able to do that work without programs like the drug treatment program that we have here, or like some of the great officers that we have mm-hmm. at the Wood County Jail and that helped him find his way. All these things come together. And oftentimes when we're talking about an addiction or somebody getting through an addiction, it is never just a one trick that is going to do it or one thing. It is often a team effort that it takes to make that happen. And we'll talk more about that Absolutely. Moment, Cassandra.
Okay.
But just, I'm biased on this subject. I'm going to be honest with you guys. And there's no way I can't not be. And I think that I'm not alone on that. I don't think right. that I'm alone whether you've mm-hmm. been touched by this subject or not.
And I appreciate, James, that you've always been very, very open with everybody you know, with the listening audience. I think people can have a lot to learn from you. And the fact that you share your history and your heart is so important. So thank you.
I don't handle compliments well, so I'm just going to move on. No, thanks, Kim. Thank you, Kim.
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. Let's talk a little bit about the Encourage Community Foundation, if you don't mind, Kim.
Yeah,
start out.
Great. Thank you. So we are in our 30th year. We've shared that with our listeners before,
awesome.
And we got it on our social media platforms and letters that we've mailed out. And we're really, really excited to be able to serve our community, to invest in our community. You know, it all started with our founder.
Yeah.
Virginia Brazzo, and her having a dream that to create a community foundation for the people of our area, for the mm-hmm. greater Southwood County area, and to help support the changing needs. And so with that, we've been able to utilize our unrestricted funding mm. to be flexible and nimble. And one of the ways is supporting you know, mm-hmm. like Three Bridges Recovery, the
right,
Wood County
right.
Adult Treatment Court. So many organizations that in our community that are serving basic needs, mm-hmm. Crisis situations, and those that, you know, help educate the community and just to be there.
Yeah.
This wraparound support mm-hmm. for every single individual. And along with that, in our 30th year, we have a very generous supporter mm. that is offering a $30,000 dollar-for-dollar match by 3:30.
Whoa.
And we are so excited and so humbled and so pleased mm-hmm. to have this support. And, you know, this person had asked, you know, the community is for everybody, regardless mm. of where you come from, what you do, what your dreams are. What you struggle with.
Yeah. Yeah.
And who's going to take care of the community?
Mm-hmm.
And that was a really important question that was asked.
Yeah.
And with that, the person was very generous and had the means to be able to provide this match.
Mm.
And so we are raising funds. It's for our unrestricted funding. Mm. So that's something that, you know, ties into our topic today.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And who's going to take care of the community? You know,
mm-hmm.
we're a part of that. And with that unrestricted funding, we were able to help get involved with the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment Court early mm-hmm. on. So, I mean, back in October of 2004, we were able to provide some startup funding that helped.
Wow.
We have a fund at Encourage so people can donate, get their tax receipt if that's important to them, but everybody does. And we're able to support this great community asset. I mean, this important service that the drug court is providing,
mm-hmm.
Working with their individuals, which I'm looking forward to hearing Cassandra
yeah.
talk about that.
Yeah.
But, you know, I just want to highlight that mm-hmm. and let people know if they're interested in donating to help support our unrestricted funding to be able to do work like this, we would greatly appreciate it.
When I was a kid, I remember, and I think a lot of us have heard this story before, you know, around Christmas, and somebody goes around and anonymously leaves money in mailboxes, mm-hmm. or does a big donation, and it's from anonymous or something. Mm-hmm. As a kid, I always thought that was the coolest thing. It was something that I dreamed about doing one day and everything. And for this person and all the individuals over the years that have done things like that, gigantic thank you to putting back into your community for caring about that kind of thing. And it goes so far. I think with Anonymous, it focuses on the money. It focuses on the giving. Mm-hmm. Not to say it wouldn't if you wanted your name mentioned. No harm in that at all. Mm-hmm. I just think that it's interesting when that happens. And it's so important that this open program, this open fund that mm-hmm. we have. We just don't know where it could be, what is coming around the corner, and where it could be really useful.
Right. I mean, I had a wonderful conversation with Three Bridges, who we've had on the radio before and is a huge partner mm-hmm. to the Adult Drug Treatment Court. Mm-hmm. And in talking about the needs that they have and the waiting list that we have in Wood County, over half of their waiting list is for Wood County alone. Mm-hmm. So there's a tremendous need. And some of the funding, the state funding that they receive had started up with the opioid crisis in response to that. And so it all comes around. But to be able to be flexible and have that ability to support wherever it's needed as needs arise is so critical for our organization.
Mm-hmm. Well said. And we look forward to hearing more and more about this opportunity for people, and mm-hmm. hopefully next month here in a match, you know, here in some match mm-hmm. and that's great.
Yeah, we're close to halfway, which we're super excited. Nice. It started on Giving Tuesday.
That's phenomenal.
Cool. And so we're excited.
Keep that in mind, everybody, that you got until the 30th of next month to get that match in and everything. So we're going to be hoping, and you can find out more about Encourage. We'll give the information on that in a little bit.
Perfect. Thank you.
Thank you, Kim. Appreciate you.
Absolutely.
Cassandra, the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment Court is where you're joining us from and represent today. And I'd like, if you don't mind, to start on the history of the Wood County Wood County's Drug Court and the state of Wisconsin in general in this state.
Absolutely. Well, first of all, I want to thank you guys for inviting me here today. I'm super passionate about drug courts. And with Encourage, they've helped us out tremendously with a lot of things. So to kind of start off, the first ever, they're technically called problem-solving court, started in 1996 in Dane County. Ours started up here in Wood County in 2004, but it wasn't until 2007 that we really got like our major grant funding from the state, and we were really able to kind of like headway. And so we're a completely grant-funded program. The county does have to do a little bit of, because we're grant funded, they do have to kind of a little bit of tax levy with that. But essentially everything I'm a grant funded position, everything mm-hmm. like that. So, you know, until that 2007 mark is kind of when we really headway and were able to kind of start the program.
Yeah. Very mm-hmm. cool. And the program has only grown since then in use, I imagine.
Yeah, absolutely. I started, so it's kind of a fun fact, is I actually started with this is my second time working with the program. So I started my career back in 2014-ish with the program. I started just as a drug court case manager underneath Ryan McMillan at the time. And then I went to be a probation and parole agent for 5 years. And then as soon as this position kind of was posted, I live in this community. I'm so passionate for me. I jumped on it, and I've been back for almost a year at this point, and I absolutely
good
love it.
You. Good on you. Mm-hmm. Right on. And we need passionate people in these mm-hmm. positions, so that's good to hear.
Yeah.
For those that don't know, and I say that, it's hard for me to say that. It's hard to imagine most people that don't know what drug court is nowadays mm-hmm. because this has affected our communities so much. And whether it's a 6 degrees of separation or not, most of us have heard a story or understand in a loose way what drug court is. What I'd like to do is give an actual answer to what it is instead of kind of like people just assuming, or maybe you heard so-and-so talking about it or whatever. Mm-hmm. Let's give an actual definition of what drug court is.
Okay. So essentially, it's a program designed to help break the cycle of substance abuse and reduce crime, ultimately making Wood County a healthier place. So I know that's really a blanket term. But, you know, at the end of the day, people can come into this program in two different ways. So one way is through the court system. So they're sentenced to come to drug court, and at the end, if they complete it, they typically get their charge dismissed mm-hmm. or reduced. Or they can come in through an alternative to revocation, so that means they're already on probation, and then, you know, their agent doesn't want to send them to jail or prison. They want to offer them a route to treatment. Mm-hmm. So they come into our program. It's a really hard commitment. I won't minimize that at all. It's at minimum 16 months typically. I mean, we have some people at this point that are going on the 2-year mark in the mm-hmm. program. So it's just, it goes off of, you know, how well they're doing, you know, the benchmarks they make as to how, you know, the progress kind of goes along with it. So, I mean, it's intense, but I mean, it works. Otherwise, I wouldn't be doing it. I'll tell you that. It works. It's important in this community. It really is.
Hmm. I'm curious. Let's get into your role first, and I'll ask my question. So, Cassandra, what is your role at the treatment center?
Okay, so I am the case manager. So I'm kind of, I do everything, let's be honest.
Yeah, I was going to say, I felt asking that question like, I know this is going to be a loaded question.
It really is.
Who can take that on? Cassandra. Right.
Right, absolutely. So, I mean, essentially, I am kind of the middleman between the participant and the team. So, in the 7+ years I've worked with this, you know, problem-solving courts, we probably have one of the biggest teams I've seen in the state. Hmm. You know, when we sit at our table, we have multiple tables because there's the judge, the DA, the, you know, the public defender, the private defense. We have three bridges. We have treatment. You know, that's just to name a few of them, obviously. And so I kind of in that middleman, I connect the person with the resources. I help them, you know, create case plan, goals, everything like that. I have to kind of monitor their progress with them, and I report back to the team. Mm-hmm. You know, so I'm kind of the know-all be-all. I'm the one that some of them try to call in the middle of the night. Not that I will always answer, but yes. I am, you know, I have a phone on me 24/7, and I'm kind of their main point of contact when it comes to this program and the things that they need.
I can't imagine the amount of people that you've been able to help, and you and your team, over the years you've been doing this. You mentioned 6-7 years, in that amount of time, let alone how the amount of time that the program has been around, how many people they have been able to help benefited from this. And as far as that goes, piggybacking off of that, how has Drug Court utilized the funds received from Encourage?
Oh, that's something that our participants absolutely enjoy. So, when it comes to drug court, you know, we follow the Wisconsin state standards. And one of those is we have to have a 4-to-1 or a 10-to-1 ratio. Mm. And what that means is for every, you know, one sanction, we have to have 4 positives, right? Or 4 incentives, what we call them. We try to do the, for every 1 negative, 10 positives. So what we've always utilized the Encourage funds for is we have a biannual drawing every single year. So that's in the summer and then in the winter we do this drawing. They're able to get entries to the drawing by every week at court when they appear. If they have no violations, it's, you know, if they've done everything they need to, then they're able to put their name in that drawing. And then when we do these drawings, we go out and we get, oh man, we just had one not long ago, and we get, you know, air fryers, pots and pans, like those big ticket items that a lot of these participants never could dream of purchasing on their own. Mm-hmm. We do some fun stuff too. You know, one year we got like a volleyball net that you can hang out outside, you know, stuff like that. So we use those funds to buy those items for those drawings. Mm-hmm. And I mean, participants really look forward to that because that's just... Yeah. You know, it's that instant. Unfortunately, it's not an instant gratification because they have to wait. But getting that name in that drawing, you'd be surprised when people have, because as the program goes on, they are able to go to like less court, you know, less responsibilities. Mm-hmm. And some of them are sad about that because they want to get more entries into the drawing.
That's funny.
And you're like, well, you know, you got to realize this is kind of how it works. So it's just such a phenomenal.
This is a good thing. You're doing well.
Exactly. Yeah. And a lot of them struggle with that because they want more entries into it. But that's something
it's great.
That,
it's such an incentive.
It is.
And
yes.
a reward for completing that part of the program or advancing in something, and that's amazing.
Yeah.
One thing I don't think people realize when it comes to overcoming addiction is how low your confidence is in those moments and how the shame and so much of that can be. No matter who the addict is, 99% of them are going to be dealing and struggling with something along those lines. And then that's while they're dealing with it, while they're on the stuff, while they're quote-unquote high or anything. Once they're off, that shame and that lack of confidence only increases like tenfold. So there is no small wins. There is no small victories. With something like this that makes you feel good, that's a confidence booster. That's a little bit of a nudge up in that confidence, and every little bit adds up. Every little bit helps. So I don't make light of that. That's a great program. It's a great idea.
Yeah. We just started implementing, which we're going to switch to using some of our Encourage funds for, as well as we do a bingo card. So that's more of a instant gratification kind of thing. So every single phase, it's a five phase program, sorry. And every phase we go through goals for them. They can be super simple, like making, you know, five clean UAs, like something really, really basic. Or I had the other day, somebody added they wanted to get a mop for their house. So something that we see is that's everyday life for us, right? For them, that was huge for him to be able to get, so we put it on his bingo card. Right on. And once he gets a bingo, we do a $5 incentive. And then when they get a blackout, it's a $25 incentive. Cool. So that's something that, you know, we get him gift cards to various. So we're giving back to the community, too. You know, I got gift cards for Cravings or Rogers Cinema, stuff like that, for stuff like that. And they absolutely, they love that. And that's where, like, it helps some of those earlier ones, so they don't have to wait till the drawing, right? Mm-hmm. It's more of an instant gratification, and they're the ones doing. It's not like I'm just getting them a pat on the back. Like, they completed their goals, so then they're getting a reward for that.
Well, and the gift card to the local establishments, I mean, there's so many positives to that from an economic standpoint. Yeah. But it gives them some normalcy.
Absolutely.
You know, they're out with everybody else. Mm-hmm. So when you talked about the confidence, James, I would think that that would be big.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
It's really big, yeah.
We're speaking with Cassandra Abney from the Wood County Adult Drug Treatment and Kim Shields from Encourage. And I just had a couple of side questions before we get into some details about how people can donate and find out more about the drug court or information if you need that, you have follow-up questions or anything.
Absolutely.
I'm curious, in the time that you've been doing this and the time the drug court has been around, has the approach towards marijuana changed at all? As our states have changed, as our laws have looked at these things differently, we're already seeing a court systems going back and taking a lot of those old cases off people's records and everything. Is there any, and do you have any information? Do you know anything about that? Have you seen anything regarding that as a change or any change in the clients that you have or anything?
Okay. I mean, we definitely hear it, right? You know, like, oh, it's going to be legal, so we should be able to, you know, we are complete, you got to be abstinent. So you cannot use drugs at all. We're in a program. You know, but we still... We hear that, you know, when they get to the end, some of them.
That's on me, Cassandra. I didn't word that right. I'm sorry. What I was curious of is certainly not that it's being taken lightly or anything like that. But if you're seeing less of those kind of clients, of people with marijuana, cases and everything.
Yeah, actually we are. We're seeing a lot less. I want to say in the last probably handful of years, I don't have anyone that's actually in right now in possession of marijuana. It's all, you know, methamphetamine, narcotics. You know, those are kind of the big things. So I do see that less.
I bring it up just in part because obviously the topic is nationwide about legalization and a lot of that, but also so we can put our focus a little bit here. Not to say that you take your eye off the ball with any of these things, but okay, well, that is working. It's, I don't want to say it's working itself out, but it is societally. Okay, fentanyl, meth, these things, they need our attention. We need to be focusing on these things and being able to give us and our audience a little bit more of a focus on that stuff, if you will.
Yeah.
And I'm also curious about how, when it comes to the stigmas or the different things that you deal with in this position and your clients deal with, the people that are trying to go through this, I mentioned my background. I'm already familiar with this, but I don't know how much the audience is, and especially when they are doing some of these things themselves. The people that are trying to go through this are community members, are taxpayers. And if you don't care about their health or their mental well, you know, being or anything, you got to care about that. You'd probably like your tax dollars to be lower. You'd probably like your tax dollars to be reasonable. More and more people paying taxes means lower taxes. More and more people in the workforce means a better workforce. This all adds up. We're not doing this out of the goodness, just out of the goodness of our hearts or anything. This has an economic impact. This has a societal impact that everybody can get behind, I would think. But when it comes to some of the naysay or some of the pushback that you get, what is some of the like stigmas we can tear off of on this or we can get it to them?
Okay. Well, I was going to thank you for telling your story and telling, you know, because there is such a stigma against this. It's a huge stigma. So, you know, that's kind of the hard part, why we have such a large team, because that kind of helps us kind of, I don't want to say get rid of the stigma. There's always going to be one. But at the end of the day, they see law enforcement in a different light. They see the judge in a different light, you know, stuff like that, and vice versa. Yeah. You know, when our participants come in contact with law enforcement, no matter what, they have to announce that they're part of our program. That is actually a rule of the program. You know, so then we get these calls and they're like, hey, this person looks really well. Are they doing really good in drug court? You know, so it's, I feel like being in our program and our program in general is reducing that stigma a little bit because, yeah, kind of like you said, these are our neighbors. These are our kids' teachers. These are, you know, they're people in our community that at the end of the day, we're trying to better our community as a whole. And these clients want that as much as we do.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, so there can't be, it can be one choice that put this person.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. Matt Nair on air.
I want to thank our previous guest, Bob Bonadour from the Milwaukee Planetarium. He's so knowledgeable and obviously loves what he does.
Yeah, because he gets to talk about space all the time. I'm not kidding you. I have watched videos about space and have started to cry. It's so flippin' beautiful to me.
Well, we found your birds.
Yes.
We have found your birds.
Space is my bird.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
You're listening to locally grown radio, WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, home for the Devil's Advocates.
CBS News Special Report. The Kansas City Fire Department has now confirmed at least one person.